The movie Wicked was one of last year's biggest blockbusters, and when the second part, called Wicked for Good, opens this weekend, it is expected to work similar magic.
I'm the Wicked Witch of the West.
The backstory of the Wicked Witch of the West seems to have cast a spell of attraction on audiences, from the best-selling book to the Broadway musical, and now this latest adaptation, which led NPR's Netta Ulaby to wonder, what do actual witches think of Wicked?
Hello, witches!
This is an occult-themed block party in Wayne, Michigan, near Detroit, where witches play live in a band that pays homage to Stevie Nicks and wander around booths selling tarot cards, healing herbs, and crystals. Tiffany Walker organized this event called Witches Be Witchin'. People today who call themselves witches, she says, draw from a number of spiritual and folk traditions.
Yeah, I consider myself an eclectic witch.
As does her friend, known in this community as Mama Rainbow.
I would also consider myself an eclectic witch.
Both so excited to be asked about Wicked.
Oh, yay! Oh, my God,
I love it so bad. I love Wicked, too.
Wicked, they say, gives a long overdue, sympathetic spin to a figure who frightened generations of children in The Wizard of Oz.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
This character, says Walker, enjoys a satisfying redemption arc in Wicked.
She's no longer scary or something to fear. You know, she's really this misunderstood hero.
With a set of pipes that would turn most of us green with envy.
It's time to try defying gravity.
I called a lot of witches. I could not find one who did not love Wicked.
Well, this witch loves Wicked.
She calls herself Juju Bay. She is a hoodoo practitioner in Brooklyn, an initiated Oshun priestess, and a big old theater kid.
I am obsessed with Wicked. I love it. I cannot wait until the second half comes out.
That said, Bay still worries about how Wicked has helped make witchcraft mainstream. That's been happening for years, at least since 1990s movies like The Craft and Hocus Pocus. Since then, Bay says witchcraft has become, well, gentrified. You can buy tarot cards at Walmart. You can buy spells on Etsy. And it's possible, Juju Bay says, that Wicked's success has contributed to an over-commercialization and over-consumption of a sacred and secret art.
I don't want to say it does because I love Wicked, but to an extent, yes, this is a Hollywood film. Of course, it is making witches more popular because it is an extremely popular show. I'm laughing because of Popular, and I'm like, that's one of my favorite songs in Wicked.
Popular, you're gonna be popular.
The character Glinda, who is singing, is a witch who could not be more different from the main character, says Heather Green. Green is a modern witch who wrote a book called Lights, Camera, Witchcraft, about how witches are represented in movies. Wicked gives us some much-needed witchly diversity, she says, but never loses focus on the one once known as the Wicked Witch of the West.
In a way that is very satisfying to practicing witches.
Unlimited.
And she's just an icon of the witch, so generally speaking, the witchcraft community just adores her.
And we'll be singing and cackling along when Wicked for Good opens on Friday. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And true, the vision's hazy, but I swear someday there'll be a celebration throughout Oz. It's all to do